Blog
Good morning, and welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I hope you can hear me this morning. Let me just double check. Dr. Reggie, can you hear me this morning?
I can hear you this morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. The music and everything cut off, so I didn't know if we were on the air or not. I just want to welcome everyone to Circles of Prosperity, and I'm Cynthia Johnson, and that's Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning, and we're studying oneness. Wow, and yesterday we talked about soulmates. Today we're going to talk about how the importance of soulmates or the importance of those soul contracts that we have with others and how it impacts our ascension. So, Dr. Reggie, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great. I really am. I feel really good this morning. I'm glad that it's Thursday, the day of Jupiter, the day of Jove, and ascension. It's a good day.
It's a wonderful, wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving a few of the callers time to log on this morning because I know that they love your morning prayer.
Oh, and okay.
It gets
all
their
right.
day started. So, but I have some sleepy heads this morning, I guess. But we won't hold up.
Some people are getting near the end of the week.
Yeah. I just want to remind those, if they're listening over the internet, that if you live in the Atlanta area, today is Thursday, and Thursday is meditation night here at our home. Look, there goes our music.
That's amazing how it shows out of nowhere.
It is. That's just weird. Tonight we have our Thursday night meditation here in Mableton, Georgia, which is very close to Atlanta. It's really a part of Atlanta. It starts at 7 o'clock. Hey, we serve dinner tonight. It's fajitas night. So if you'd like to attend and need directions, please call 800-401-8129. And also, if you plan on attending, please call me and let me know so I have plenty of time to get more food if I think we're going to need more food because more people are showing up. So, Dr. Reggie, what is it going to be tonight, your meditation?
The meditation tonight is going to be on cosmic ascension, shifting our awareness from beyond this place to a more cosmic one, who we really are as ETs, coming
Ooh.
From the vortex of the God energy into the planetary structure here we call Earth, and being very aware of that wonderful, beautiful blessing. Mantras and meditations to take us into our shifted awareness from that place to here and back.
Wow. That sounds delicious. You know, I'm really into these multi-dimensions now. Since we've been going through oneness, and that's one of their main focuses. Well, let's go ahead. Let's not hold up things any longer. And let's go into our morning prayer, and then we're moving to our lesson.
Good morning, Heavenly Father, and all of my brothers and sisters who are listening. We are greeting you in the name of love and in the higher realm of the Christ consciousness of who we are, shifting our awareness from here into the place of the God mind, where we all are anyway. Let us become perceptually aware of our being as we move into a wonderful paradigm in this year, at this time, moment to moment, having a fantastic, glorious experience in the God experience. We thank you, Father, that we are aware, awake, alive, healthy, vibrant, and joyous in your energy. Let us always be aware of who we are and share this energy of love and ascension that it is not something disposable. It is eternal in us. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We are refreshed moment to moment in a holy instant, moment to moment, as we listen and learn and ascend and be eternal now. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie, for aligning us in this holy divine energy this morning. You know, for the past 2 days, we've been talking about relationships and the dramas that we attract to us. And we touched on how we have had contractual agreements with people to participate in these dramas prior to coming into this physical manifestation. And I hope if any of you are in relationships that are adversarial, be they either romantic or from work or any of them, that you've had a shift in how you look at those difficult experiences differently, because it is your opportunity for growth. All righty. One of the things that they bring out, they said, as you now bring these categories of experience to culmination, we're talking about those difficult experiences or any experience that you're going through in life where other people are involved, it is interesting to begin to consider the vantage point of the perpetrator of your most poignant battles and to realize that the shoe could just as easily have been on the other foot. So you might just as well have been the one playing the other role. And chances are you were, because more times than you would like to imagine, the nature of the imagery of physical experience and what really brings it into form, all of it is conceived in balance. And the full spectrum of action and reaction is necessary in order to achieve it vibrationally. So here you are feeling hurt. Yesterday we were using the example of someone who goes outside of the marriage for an affair. And there's one party that's hurt and the other party is intrigued by, you know, slipping out and doing something bad. And then maybe they may go through the experience of guilt or whatever. But you may have been the perpetrator at some point in another lifetime, or maybe it was even in this lifetime that you did it. And what they're telling us the importance of karma, that there is always balance. And we can see that demonstrated in throughout the universe. I mean, even on our planet, we can see I watch the seasons. I mean, there's a time when there's fullness. Like right now, there's the birth of spring and all the fullness and the leaves are coming. And then we see them die and go away. Ephesians talks about there's always a time for life and a time to be born, a time for death. So it's the yin and the yang. They're always the opposites and they balance everything out. So it is with our life dramas. You have a chance to feel both sides of the spectrum. And what they're saying is that you have to go through that entire spectrum of being the action, one that the cause, and then the reaction, which is the effect. You have to experience both sides of it in order to achieve balance vibrationally. And doesn't that make sense? So you have come to this moment of potential karmic resolution in order to recognize from a place of non-judgment the essence of both roles in any interaction with another being, and to know that there is divinity in all of it. Each of you fosters the emergence of the other into a state that transcends the need to perpetuate conditions that are calculated to hold you here at diminished levels of awareness. The whole design is for you to ascend. Whether you, I'm praying that this information is turning on a light bulb so that you can look at your situations and say, I'm here to grow. I'm going through this to grow. I am ascending at this very moment. Let me embrace what this feels like, even though it's uncomfortable. I need to get close to my emotions and understand it. But I also need to know that I am in control of my emotions. And haven't you noticed, maybe you've had experiences in your life as you get older and you encounter those a similar situation later on that you've been through, that you approach it differently. There's not maybe the fear or the anguish or the anger. None of that's raging in you. And that's a checkpoint for you. You've brought that. It's a checkpoint to see if you still have more work to do. Okay. The piece of you that's separated from your own divine essence somewhere along the way has been hashing out the vibrational manifestations of that self-perpetuating spiral ever since. And now it is time to shift that pattern. For the calling of divine intent has been heard throughout creation. It is time to put down your swords and your shields and go home. It is time to wake up and recognize that you are an ET on this planet and God is calling you home. Wake up to your divinity. God is calling you home. No need to battle or struggle anymore. The image you hold of yourself as an autonomous being separated from your fellow men and from a divinity that you simultaneously worship and fear will be revealed to you as the illusion that it truly is. You are not the focal point of awareness you believe yourself to be. You are simply a facet in a light spectrum, a glimmer of a focal point, a split second flash of awareness in a vision that is infinite and eternal. You have deluded yourself into believing that you were the main event for so long that you have amassed a volume of incarnate history of epic proportions to support that conclusion. And you reference a world around you that is calculated to reinforce those perceptions. Far from view, yet ever present, is a level of awareness that transcends. In its overview of your personal history, the details with which you define your identity. That level of awareness, conceived in balance, has transcended the need to play any of the roles or to experience the levels of conflict and resolution upon which you continue to focus as you work out the final details of your sojourn into humanness. It is this level of awareness that watches patiently as the first inkling of your true multidimensionality takes root. And that level of awareness, of which you are a fundamental part, waits to include you in the loving embrace of all it understands itself to be. In this way, the process of ascension is ongoing. At each level of escalating vibration and complexity, there are aspects of your own being. Each is lost in the illusion of his own particular vantage point. Each is oblivious to the momentum that unites all aspects of the whole. The singularity of focus is characteristic of physical embodiment and a necessary part of the experience. Your adventure in the form of this particular identity and the ones that may follow could not hope to be carried out from the vantage point of the overview. In order for the experience to be authentic, you will once again agree to experience the perception of the fragment of consciousness, regardless of its growing multidimensional complexity. So as you continue to awaken within the structure of this particular illusion, you will integrate the final nuances of an entire category of incarnate experience. You will be drawing conclusions based on levels of understanding that are characteristic of the higher levels of awareness. As you progress ever deeper into this process of emergence, you will begin to be able to grasp the significance of the experiences you have lived through over and over again for centuries. For centuries. So it is necessary now, as you stand at the threshold of another kind of world, that you be able to see clearly the path you have traveled in order to get there. It is necessary that you be able to glimpse the limitlessness of your true identity from within the confines of physicality as a foundation for the categories of experience to come. For only then are you able to weave the threads that unite all you have been and done in a way that allows you to release from those patterns. Because were a reprieve from the myopic perspective of the fragmented consciousness not programmed into this pivotal point in your journey, you would be relegated to continue to repeat those patterns and unable to make the shift and awareness interdimensionally. This is the nature of the transition at whose very edge you now stand. The last remnants of the core issues of this lifetime have been stimulated to the surface of your awareness for your scrutiny and your recognition of the habitual patterns of interaction with others who may continue to tempt you into those arenas of combat. But it now helps you to distance yourself vibrationally from those kind of encounters. Ultimately, you come to recognize yourself as the traveler that you have come to embody, for you no longer dwell in the depths of the illusion that was dominated that has dominated your emotional scenery for the duration of this lifetime. As you continue to pay the occasional visit to these levels of experience, it is as one would to a neighborhood of long ago. You no longer feel rooted there, and the emotional investment in continuing to hash out the mundane details of karmic agreements no longer hold any attraction for you. So these kinds of encounters have a familiar flavor to them in that you have tasted them before, yet they no longer resonate with the bitterness that might once have provoked you into a self-righteous reaction. Now there is more likely than not a feeling of indifference at the sound of a familiar cue. For the one who is responding to it has transcended the limitations of your incarnate identity and perceives all you encounter from the vantage point of the overview. It is that aspect of self who is able to process incidents that continue to arise in the moment and to draw an instant correlation to parallel circumstances in the past. You have connected with this heightened level of perspective through the very paths of emotion that once might have led you into battle. And now the battlefield within, the battlefield within has been cleared from the karmic debris accumulated throughout the history you share with the others who assist you in bringing this chapter to completion. And ultimately, each of you is able to view old familiar scenery from a newfound vantage point of transcendence. I love the example that Anthony gave us yesterday, where he felt stuck, and then he went back to revisit reuniting with his wife because they hadn't divorced, although they had been separated for 5 years. He was toying with that experience, that past experience of that loving and nurturing, even though at some point they had already walked away from the experience. And when he confronted her about getting back together, she said, "I don't think I want to do that. That's not where my head is." And it became clear at that moment that that wasn't what he really wanted. And it was very clear that all the old cues in this relationship had been diminished. The play was done. The end. And they lived happily ever after. Apart. I went through so much of this morning, and there were some really, because I wanted to get through it all, but there were some dynamic points here about the process. First, they're telling you that you are only a speck in the whole picture. How do they word that? You need that you're just part of a light spectrum. If you recognize, when you go into meditation, a guided meditation, oftentimes they want you to bring your consciousness, they want you to call in the light, first of all. You're calling in the light. When you're calling in that light, do you realize that you, at that point, are uniting with collective consciousness? And your higher self. So this identity that you call Cynthia or Donna or Reggie is a part of this huge collective full energy. Hello? I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that. Reggie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the deal. We had a technical glitch. My computer just decided to shut down out of nowhere. I'm sure it's not out of nowhere. Anyway, I think this is one of those tests, because this is 2 days in a row I've had technical challenges. But so I don't know what's going on. I'm embracing it. Where I left off, believe it or not, I was sharing with you, trying to go through and break down some of the main points of the text that we were reading this morning. One of it, it said that the image that you hold of yourself as an autonomous being separated from your fellow man and also from the divinity that you simultaneously worship and fear is an illusion. It will be revealed to you that it is an illusion. Aha. Excuse me. What caused this problem is that Windows decided to update my computer without my authorization and rebooted it without my authorization. So that's why I lost you guys. Anyway, so this whole thing that we are separate is an illusion. We've heard that concept before. Not so much here on Circles of Prosperity, but you've definitely heard it in the Course in Miracles. they're trying to get you to wrap your head around the fact that because you're in this body that appears to be separate, that you are really part of a whole. And I love the way Oneness talks about it. It says you are simply a facet of a light spectrum, a glimmer of a focal point. And that's where I was headed. A lot of times when we go into meditation, they tell you to see yourself surrounded by light. Some will tell you to call in the light. We have an expression of saying love and light. Because guess what? We are light. We are. If you look out in the cosmos, you can see darkness, and then you see glimmers of light. That's life. Those little stars, that's where activity is going on. That's life, which equals and means light. So you are like a little speck, a little glimmer of light, a part of the whole. If you could imagine, there's this star out there and that's giving this light, but it's all little tiny pieces of light, and they're all at different frequencies. Some are brighter than others, but when we see it, it's just one big thing. But do you also notice how the stars pulsate? There's this movement. What is causing that? Something's going on. You can, if you barely see it. Now, as I was ascending, I could actually hear the stars pulsating. And that was amazing. So you, and what's causing that pulsating, if you could imagine, is all of that little energy like you are. Little swirls and a little glimmer, a part of the whole. I love how they say it. A split second flash of awareness in a vision that is infinite and eternal. A split second of your awareness that you are infinite and eternal. We don't hold on to that 24/7. We don't. We don't hold on to that awareness 24/7. We get all involved in this physical manifestation. But where you want to go is to be in constant reminder of that split second. The more you're living in that awareness, the more you are connected to the whole, consciously connected. Because, and that's what we want to be. We want to become consciously aware of our divinity. It says you've been believing that you are the main event for so long that you have amassed a volume of incarnate history of epic proportions to support that conclusion. You've got enough evidence to support, no, I'm not part of, it's me. It's all about me. I've got history. Oh, look, and not just in this lifetime, in multiple lifetimes. Then they go on to talk about that it is impossible for you to, the system is not designed for you to look at the overview of things that are happening from the point of being, you know, seeing the whole overview. That your whole purpose is really to experience in this narrow window of who you define as Reggie, or who you define as Jean, or who you, that's your whole purpose, is to move through these emotions and collect your, you know what you're like? Oh my goodness, this is amazing. You know how we send those little satellites, or those missions, like we have this mission to Mars and we send those little remote rovers up on Mars, and they're examining the soil, you know, and they're picking up samples, trying to discover what that environment is like on that planet. That's what you are. You are a rover. on planet Earth. But and you're experiencing everything. You can experience the soil, the air, the impact of gravity. And the number one thing that you're collecting are experiences through your emotions. Imagine that we're a rover and that we're our senses, our eyes, our hands, touch, smell, taste, that's how we're collecting information to send back to the collective whole. That is your whole purpose. That's an interesting way to look at it. It just clicked to me. That's why we're here. We're collecting experiences to send to the collective whole. But we have forgotten that we're part of a collective whole. And they're saying, okay, you're not getting our signal. You're not getting our signal. You're part of us. Don't get too trapped up in that down there. Just keep sending us the emission. Don't get involved in all the emotion. Just send us the data. Collect the data. Warning, warning. And God is reconnecting with you, trying to reconnect. And you're off over here just in all that emotion. Yes, I want you to experience that, but I want you to also be aware you're sending the information back to me. Stay connected to me. So at each level of escalating vibration and complexity are aspects of your own being, each lost in the illusion of its own particular vantage point. So you got look at the people on this planet, all believing that they are separate and out of control. Not connected to a collective whole. When you awaken and you start praying and realizing the impact of everything that you're going through, how it has a ripple effect, you say, oh, you're going to bring it in. That is the whole message of Jesus coming here and being crucified, experiencing all of that, making that entire sacrifice. I'm awakening all of you to this spiritual life, the spiritual existence, the terminology that I am using to establish a family. I'm trying to give you something that you can relate to, but this is a spiritual world that I'm opening you up to that is beyond what you can see and beyond what you can hear, but I'm trying to get you to understand it. So I say Father and Son. But it's a spiritual experience. Don't confuse it. Don't get it confused. It's in the spiritual realm. It's in that unseen realm. Jesus was moving you into the consciousness, a conscious awareness of your divinity. As you continue to awaken within the structure of this illusion, you will integrate the final nuances of an entire category of incarnate experience. You will be drawing conclusions that are based on levels of understanding that are characteristic of the higher levels of awareness. You can now go through these experiences, you know, and as you go back and read the messages that Jesus was giving you, from the awareness of consciousness, from this, he was talking from divinity, from his divine self. He was giving you these lessons to move through life. As you go back and read those stories, read his teachings, from that perspective, you will grow huge. I mean, it'll be huge growth for you. it's going to give you a deeper understanding and a connection to your divinity. Wow. And this is how they start to end this chapter, and I'm going to close it out this morning. As you come to recognize yourself as the traveler that you have come to embody, for you no longer dwell in the depths of the illusion that has dominated your emotional scenery for the duration of this lifetime. As you continue to pay the occasional visit to these levels of experience, it is as one would to a neighborhood of long ago. You no longer feel rooted there, and the emotional investment in continuing to hash out the mundane details of karmic agreements no longer hold any attraction. You recognize that you are the rover, and you're here only to collect information. Then those experiences no longer resonate with the bitterness that might once have provoked you into self-righteous reaction. I'm just the rover. I belong to a larger spectrum of light. I'm collecting information for the collective whole. No need for me to respond. It just is. No need for me to place a judgment on this experience. It just is. So there's a feeling of indifference at the sound of a familiar cue, for one who is responding to it has transcended the limitations of your incarnate identity and perceives all you encounter from the vantage point of the overview. You recognize now that you are part of divinity, that your mission is to collect information. And there's no judgment on it. I'm here to experience this. I know what it feels like. I'm not going to say that it doesn't hurt, but I'm collecting that experience. It's information that I'm sending to the collective whole, to my divine self. It is that aspect of self who is able to process incidents that continue to arise in the moment and to draw an instant correlation of parallel circumstances in the past. If you're listening to me on the internet, I'm going to go past the time and we'll stop streaming, but you can hear the rest of this message in the archive. It will continue to arise in the moment and to draw an instant correlation to parallel circumstances in the past. You have connected with this heightened level of perspective through the very paths of emotion that once might have led you into battle. But now the battlefield within has been cleared and the karmic debris accumulated throughout the history you share with others who assist you in bringing this chapter to completion. And ultimately, each of you is able to view old familiar scenery from a newfound vantage point of transcendence. When you get rid of the judgment and you detach from these experiences and you really become aware that you are the rover, you're the land rover collecting information, you are then transcending. You're looking at, you're experiencing life from that higher, from your higher self. So, the pathways of emotions. Pay attention to this, please. Take a deep breath. The pathways of the emotions you have worked so hard to stabilize are those upon which your consciousness will travel in connecting you with heightened levels of awareness. The pathways of the emotions you have worked so hard to stabilize are those upon which your consciousness, that means your unit of awareness, will travel in connecting you with heightened levels of awareness. That's a big, huge cue why it's so important to be in control of your emotions. And what are emotions? Energy. Energy in motion. Your emotions are the fuel to get your Land Rover back home. And you need to master your emotions. You can feel everything, but you need to be in control of it. Not your emotions in control of you. You need to be in control of it. This is a clue. Oh my goodness, I'm having a religious experience right now. This is such a major clue. It is your emotional foundation that you know all aspects of the consciousness that make up your multidimensional identity. To bring all of those components together, it is your emotions, those feelings, that unites all of your multidimensional self. And don't you think that that's uniting all, it has a ripple effect in the collective consciousness? That foundation, once cleared of the ego-based need to respond to provocation, serves as the pathway. Hello, come on, listen to this now. It is the pathway upon which all aspects of your multidimensional self unite in oneness and recognize that common bond as one that is shared with all creation. The pathway. Once you get rid of the ego, when you get rid of the ego, everything, there's judgment. Everything is just pure love. It is the pathway. What was Jesus' only commandment to us? That you love one another. It is the pathway. And I wanted to take my time to get to the last paragraph. If you have your books, go to page 217. That last paragraph. It is the secret key to getting home. I thank you so much for joining us this morning on Circles of Prosperity. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Oh, hold on, Dr. Reggie. I forgot to turn your mic on.
My goodness.
I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful lesson. A stopping place in eternity to know who we are. We embrace the eternal flame that burns in us as a perpetual reminder that we are not alone, that we are one with you. This oneness is a sacred union. It's our sacred resting ground in home, in you, as us, reflected in a particle of light, a particle of majestic energy and love, and a particle of truth in who we are. Let us move forward, not labeling, not judging, but just being in this moment of eternity now and appreciating who we are and who others are. We recognize our family, our cosmic family, mm-hmm. our own cosmic identity as we ascend in this moment eternally. We are so grateful and always thankful for every single person and every single experience collectively, to move on and upward by the power of the Christ consciousness that we are. We believe it is so, and so it is. Amen.
And so it is. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, God, for this powerful lesson. I can't tell you, it is moving through every cell in my being. I hope it is moving through every cell in your being. The awareness of who you truly are. God bless you. We'll be here tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening, and I hope you join us tonight. Dr. Reggie, isn't it amazing that your meditation tonight is tied in directly to this message? It's amazing. So we're going to have a cosmic ascension meditation tonight. Hope that you will be able to join us. God bless you.